We now see healthcare workers, once treated as heroes, being treated as criminals. Across the country, doctors, nurses dealing with hostility, threats, violence, and patients angry over safety rules designed to keep COVID-19 from spreading. Example, Cox Medical Center in Branson, Missouri. They've started giving panic buttons to up to 400 nurses and other employees after assaults per year tripled now between 2019 and 2020 to 123. One nurse had to get her shoulder x-rayed after she was attacked. Some hospitals are limiting the number of public entrances. Hospital in Idaho, nurses are saying they're scared to go to the grocery store unless they've changed out of their scrubs so they aren't accosted by angry residents. Doctors and nurses at a hospital in Idaho, they've been accused by some people of killing patients. Grieving family members, hitting them with that one, who don't believe COVID-19 is real. Others have been the subject of rumors spread by people angry about the pandemic, the reality of the pandemic, not their imagined view of it. Over Labor Day weekend in Colorado, a passerby threw an unidentified liquid at a nurse who was working at a mobile vaccine clinic in Denver. Another person in a pickup truck ran over and destroyed signs put up around the clinic's tent. About 3 in 10 nurses who took part in the survey last month by an umbrella organization of nurses unions across the U.S., they reported an increase in violence where they work, stemming from factors including staff shortages, fewer visitor restrictions. That was up from 2 in 10 back in March. This is from National Nurses United. They did a survey of 5,000 nurses. One nurse, Michelle Jones, who works at a COVID-19 ICU unit in Wichita, Kansas, said patients are coming in scared, sometimes several from the same family, often near death. Their relatives are angry, thinking the nurses and doctors are letting them die. Dr. Chris Sampson, an ER physician in Columbia, Missouri, said violence has always been a problem in the emergency department, but the situation has gotten worse in recent months. Sampson said he's been pushed up against the wall and seen nurses kicked. Dr. Ashley Coggins, St. Peter's Health Regional Medical Center in Helena, Montana, said she recently asked a patient whether he wanted to be vaccinated. He said, bleep no. And I didn't ask further because I personally don't want to get yelled at, Coggins said. You know, this is a weird time in our world, and the respect that we used to have for each other, Coggins talking, the respect that people used to have for caregivers and physicians and nurses, it's not always there, and it makes the job way harder. Coggins said the patient told her that he wanted to strangle President Biden for pushing vaccinations. This is someone in an ICU unit with COVID. Well, that reaction, of course, prompted Coggins to change the subject quickly. He said security guards are now in charge of enforcing mask rules for hospital visitors, so nurses don't have to be the ones to tell people, you, no mask, no visiting, out. So I guess now we've become a country where talk show hosts and certain athletes will turn to for medical advice while scientists, doctors, nurses are threatened and now even physically assaulted. It's all because people believe it's a witch doctor false magic pill that'll cure them, or that there's still no such thing as COVID-19. Related note too, Pfizer has actually started mid to late stage trials to test an oral drug designed to prevent COVID-19 in those who've been exposed to the virus. Company announced this past Monday. Pfizer has moved forward examining the effects of the oral antiviral candidate, technically known as PF07321332. That's after its first trial phase determined the drug was safe and well tolerated. So in the next phase, Pfizer will enroll up to 2,660 healthy adults who live in the same household as a person with a confirmed COVID-19 infection. Imagine that. Maybe within a few months we'll have available for us all COVID coldies.